Welcome to StoryLark Educational Stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Tonight's story is called The Girl Who Mapped the Biomes. Are you ready? Let's find out. The Girl Who Mapped the Biomes. Maya sat cross-legged on her bedroom floor, studying a glowing map that sparkled with magical light. The map showed a vast blocky world with different colored regions. Sandy yellows, snowy whites, deep greens, and ocean blues. "Today's the day," she whispered to her stuffed owl, Professor Hoot. "I'm going to plant a flag in every biome before the sun sets." She grabbed her explorer's backpack, which held colorful flags, a notebook, and her trusty pencil. The map began to shimmer, and suddenly, Maya felt herself being pulled into its magical surface. Whoosh! In a swirl of golden sparkles, Maya found herself standing in a whole new world. The sun hung high in the blocky sky, casting long shadows across the landscape. "First stop," Maya said, checking her map. "The desert biome." She could already feel the warm air on her face as she marched toward the red sandy hills in the distance. Professor Hoot, now magically alive and perched on her shoulder, ruffled his feathers excitedly. The desert sand crunched beneath Maya's boots as she climbed a red dune. Towering cacti stood like prickly soldiers all around her. "It's so hot," Maya panted, wiping sweat from her forehead. Professor Hoot flapped to a nearby rock, then quickly hopped off. "Yow! Even the rocks are burning!" A small scorpion scuttled out from under the rock, seeking new shade beneath a cactus. "Smart little guy," Maya said, scribbling in her notebook. "Desert animals hide from heat." She remembered reading that deserts get less than 250 millimeters of rain each year. That's less than the length of her ruler. Yet everywhere she looked, life had found a way to survive. Tiny flowers bloomed on the cacti, and she spotted a roadrunner bird racing between the rocks. "Life finds every crack," she wrote, then planted her first orange flag in the sand. The flag fluttered proudly in the dry breeze. "One biome down," she cheered, and her map glowed, ready to transport her to the next adventure. Brrr, Maya's teeth chattered as she appeared in the snowy tundra. The world had turned white and blue, with icy wind whipping across flat, frozen ground. "Professor Hoot, are you okay?" she asked. The owl had puffed up like a feathery ball. "Quite toasty, actually. We owls have excellent insulation." A polar bear lumbered past, and Maya noticed something amazing. Its fur looked almost clear. "Excuse me, Mr. Bear," she called out bravely. The bear turned with a friendly smile. "Hello, young explorer. Are you lost?"
"No, sir. I'm studying biomes. Is it true your hair is hollow?"
The bear chuckled.
"Indeed. Each hair traps warm air like a tiny sleeping bag. Keeps me cozy even when it's 40 below.
Maya learned that the ground here stayed frozen solid 1 meter down, something called permafrost, like nature's own freezer. She planted her white flag in the snow, watching it stand straight in the frozen earth. "The tundra is tough," she wrote, "but animals have amazing adaptations." The jungle hit Maya like a warm, wet blanket. Green exploded everywhere, above, below, and all around. Vines dangled from enormous trees, colorful parrots squawked overhead, and the air hummed with insect songs.
"It's like someone turned up the volume on nature," Maya exclaimed.
An ocelot with spotted fur watched her from a branch. "Welcome to the rainforest," it purred. "We have 3 times more species per square meter than anywhere else." Maya was amazed. The heat and constant rainfall created perfect conditions for life to flourish. "Half of all Earth's species live in rainforests," the ocelot continued, "even though we cover only 6% of the planet." Monkeys swung past. Butterflies as big as Maya's hand fluttered by, and flowers bloomed in every color imaginable. She planted her green flag near a giant tree root, careful not to disturb a line of leafcutter ants. "Rainforests are Earth's treasure chests," she wrote. Professor Hoot nodded wisely, a bright blue butterfly perched on his head. Down, 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 Maya sank in a magical bubble of air. The ocean grew darker with each meter, until only her bubble's soft glow remained.
"We must be below 200 meters," she said, checking her special depth gauge. "Look, total darkness."
Suddenly, lights began to flash all around them. A jellyfish pulsed with blue light. An anglerfish dangled a glowing lure, and tiny plankton sparkled like underwater stars.
"Bioluminescence," Professor Hoot hooted excitedly. "Creatures making their own light."
Maya felt the pressure pushing against her bubble. The deep ocean was trying to squeeze them like a giant fist. She learned this was Earth's largest biome, covering more of the planet than all land combined. A wise old octopus swam by, its body flashing different colors. "The deep ocean seems empty," it said, "but it's full of secrets." Maya planted her blue flag on the sandy ocean floor, using special underwater ink to write, "The deep ocean is Earth's last frontier, dark, pressurized, but full of glowing life." Maya emerged from the ocean, onto the strangest place yet, an island covered entirely in giant red and white spotted mushrooms. The mushrooms were as tall as trees, creating a polka-dotted forest. "This is the weirdest biome ever," she laughed. Professor Hoot flew between the mushroom caps, playing hide-and-seek. The island felt different from everywhere else, peaceful and safe.
A friendly group of mushroom cows, mushrooms they called themselves, grazed on the fungus-covered ground.
"No hostile creatures can even spawn here," one mushroom explained with a content moo.
"Our island is too isolated by the ocean. We're protected by distance."
Maya realized that isolation could create unique ecosystems. Just like real islands on Earth, like Madagascar or the Galapagos, developed special species found nowhere else. She planted her red and white flag on the highest mushroom hill. The sun was getting lower now, painting the sky in orange and pink blocks.
"Isolation creates unique biomes," she wrote, adding a sketch of the spotted mushrooms.
As the blocky sun touched the horizon, Maya's map began to glow with a warm, golden light.
All six of her flags appeared on the map, marking each biome she'd explored. "We did it, Professor Hoot," she cheered.
"Every biome before sundown." With a gentle whoosh, Maya found herself back in her bedroom. The sun was setting outside her real window too, painting her room in soft colors.
But now her map showed something new. Notes from her adventure appeared beside each biome.
Her mum peeked in. "Time for bed, Explorer." Maya snuggled under her covers, Professor Hood tucked beside her. As she drifted off to sleep, she whispered what she'd learned. "Deserts are dry but full of life. Tundra is frozen, but animals adapt. Rainforests burst with species. Oceans are vast and deep. Islands are unique and protected." In her dreams, she floated peacefully above her magical map, watching over all the biomes she'd discovered. Tomorrow she'd share her adventures, but tonight she'd dream of the wonderful, diverse world she'd explored.
The next morning, Maya woke with the biggest smile. She grabbed her notebook and ran to the kitchen where her family was having breakfast. "I have so much to tell you," she announced. Her little brother's eyes grew wide as she described the scorpion hiding from desert heat. Her dad was fascinated by the polar bear's hollow hairs.
Her mum loved hearing about the rainforest's incredible diversity.
"And the deep ocean glows in the dark," Maya said, demonstrating with her hands how the creatures flashed.
"Just like fireflies, but underwater." Her grandma, who was visiting, nodded knowingly. "The world is full of wonders, dear Maya. Each place has its own special story." That night, Maya made a decision. She hung her magical map on the wall and placed her notebook on the shelf below it.
"Every biome is important," she said to Professor Hoot. "They're all connected, like pieces of a puzzle."
And as moonlight filled her room, the map glowed softly, ready for whenever Maya wanted to explore again.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.